that this is our 1 year anniversary of Casting Actors Cast. It really is.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York, and it's really cool that you're here today, especially because this is a special day. This is our 1 year anniversary. That's right. It's our 1 year anniversary today. 1 year ago, I decided to put a podcast together just for the fun of it. And since that time, it has taken off, and I can't be more excited and grateful to have you there. So this should be, I hope, a fun episode, because we're going to do a little bit of reminiscing, and we're going to also talk about the future prospects of this particular podcast. So stay tuned. And as you already know, if you're a regular listener of Casting Actors Cast, this is that moment of the podcast where I thank you so much for joining us. And I want to thank several people who have written to me. They've gone to castingactorscast.com and they've filled out the little area form that says jump into the talent pool, or they've left me a voice message, which is right next to that little form fill out thing. And you know what? It has been so cool. So I want to thank the following most recent folks who have sent me notifications that they're listening and that they are either following or they're catching up on past episodes, and all of the grateful responses I've been getting from all over the globe. I'm not kidding. It's been really, really cool. So Katrina, Fiona, Aisha, Kushal, Scott, Nicole, Connor, Mike, Simon, Sean, Bob, Hanley, Farias. I think that's how you say it, Farias. Sorry if I didn't get that right. So those are a few of the folks that have written to me most recently. And I just want to say, I wouldn't be doing this if you weren't there. So thank you so very, very much. Happy anniversary to any of you who've been with me since the beginning. And I hope this is the beginning for a lot of new folks that are just joining us today. So thanks so much. So the idea for putting this podcast together a year ago really came out of the idea of me wanting to write yet another book. I wrote a book on voiceover work because I did a lot of voiceover work in my acting career before I transitioned into going into casting and behind the scenes stuff. And I also went to a broadcast training school. I really had a wonderful time there. And then through a bizarre series of circumstances, I became the director of the school. So I really had really a lot of fun developing curriculum and teaching, and really fell in love with teaching. But anyway, a year ago, I thought, you know, I'd love to write a book about the experiences I'm having here with casting. And maybe I should just start writing another book. So I literally sat down at chapter one, page one, and started writing out, you know, what I wanted to do as far as an outline for a book for actors. I really wanted to talk about the creative process that actors had to go through, but also the hands-on, logistical, day-to-day stuff that actors need in order to survive and, in fact, in order to do really, really well. So that was the whole intention. And as I'm starting to write this, and my hands are getting tired because I'm writing this and I'm not a really good fast typist, I thought, okay, maybe I should think about something else to do with this. Now, I had slowly become a fan of podcasting through National Public Radio, NPR, and they would do podcasts like This American Life, for example. And I thought that show was really an excellent show. And I met Ira Glass at Emmy Awards about 5 or 6, 7 years ago, I guess, in Los Angeles. And that was really cool to meet him. And he won an Emmy that year for one of his shows. I also loved Radiolab and became a huge fan and follower of that. So it just kind of escalated on the personal side. And then I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I should find out a little bit more about what it is to do a podcast. And so from that point on, I started doing research. I literally went on YouTube. I watched those videos on how to do a podcast. And I kind of figured it out that this was truly an amalgamation. Ooh, good word. And this was really an amalgamation of all of those things that I had been doing for the past 30 years, from acting and then from going into radio and television broadcasting and then teaching and then going and becoming a casting person with McCorkle Casting in New York. And it just seemed that this was a perfect convergence of all of those areas in my life that I really, really enjoyed. So that's how I got to put this podcast together. I thought, gosh, you know, it's so much better just to talk about the business as if I were talking to a class than it would be for me to write it all down and then have to, you know, spell check. Because I'm not the greatest speller in the world. So anyway, that's how this came about. So let's talk a little bit about some of the episodes that were standouts that you might want to consider going back and listening to, because I think there's value in them still. I think that there's really some useful information in some of these podcasts, and you might not have thought of going back and looking at some of these podcasts, especially if you're a recent listener, but some of the early episodes are very much hands-on stuff about information, very practical stuff that you might find particularly useful. One of those comes to mind is the podcast that I did on self-taping. We're getting a lot of submissions from actors who are shooting their scenes on cell phones and then sending them to us in the form of submissions for projects. Now, we might request you putting yourself on tape. Of course, no one does tape anymore. I just sort of mean that in the generic sense of recording yourself digitally and then sending it to us. But then also we have getting just open submissions that actors find out that we're doing a particular project or a particular show or movie, and then we get these self-submissions from folks. Well, that particular podcast is a favorite of mine because I am getting asked to teach this particular subject at every college and university that I've been asked to go and chat with. And I'm grateful to all of those folks. So I spend a lot of weekends and a lot of weeknights going out to schools and training places and universities to talk about this self-taping thing, because the difference between those who know how to do it well, I'm talking strictly technical now, and those who just are setting up their phone and shooting the scene or the sides and then sending it to us, make a substantial difference between whether or not you get a call back or a Skype call with the director or not. So that particular one on self-taping is really, I think, one that I would encourage you in the strongest possible terms to go back and listen to again if you have already listened to it, or if you haven't listened to it, please do, because the quality of your submissions can make a substantial difference in consideration for projects that we might be working on, or anyone, for that matter, might be working on. And of course, I have to say that the very first podcast entitled What Does a Casting Director Do? Was the maiden voyage of putting this first podcast together. So it really became sort of my pilot, sort of a test run just to see how it would work out. And if you go back, you'll hear, I don't know, maybe you'll hear somebody a little frightened or a little apprehensive about whether this was working or not, or maybe a little overly nervous or whatever. You can probably hear whatever's going on with me in that very, very first podcast, but I happen to be really fond of it because it really was this sort of mind explosion of all of these things I wanted this podcast to be and sort of setting us up for future episodes. So that was really kind of a crazy, crazy podcast. Other episodes that I really am very, very fond of is I did Audition Disasters Parts 1 and 2. And that was fairly recently where I talked about things that happen in the room that could go really horribly wrong for folks. And I got a huge response from that, with hundreds and hundreds of people downloading that particular set of episodes and commenting on it. So thank you very much for that. I think I need to do more of those kinds of episodes. I think I need to do those. And also, while I'm on the subject, you know, it's so great that many of you have written in with very specific questions that I can answer. That really helps me a lot as well, because I can get a question from somebody, for example, one I got recently regarding how does an actor who doesn't have representation get into the business? What can they do to help facilitate themselves jumping in and being an actor? And I love those kinds of questions. And a brief response to that now is, it's so cool that we have the internet now, right? Because you can go on and you can search out job opportunities for actors wherever you are. Search out managers. Even though you may not have an agent, seeking out or being active in pursuing a manager who can help manage some of those things is perhaps a really good idea. But looking locally first for those audition opportunities is the best beginning that you can make. And then you can branch out from there. But if you're interested in, for example, more theater things, then obviously New York might be a consideration in terms of the kinds of research and submissions that you do. Send them to New York. If film and television is your thing, then you might want to think of Los Angeles. If Los Angeles seems like it's a little overwhelming to you, and for many, many actors, it can be fantastic, but it can also be very, very lonely in a huge place. It can be really challenging if you don't have some of those people who are there to support you, people that you are surrounding yourself with that are there to help you. It's a tough go alone. That brings me to saying that the alternative suggestion might be Atlanta or Chicago. Those are really great places where a lot of interesting stuff is going on, both film, television, and theater. So making sure that all your tools are in place, and then doing that kind of outreach, the concentric circles of where you live, what's the next largest city, and what's the next goal after that, you can really make a targeted choice and series of decisions about the direction you think is best for you. The other episode of the entire year's worth of episodes that I really am kind of fond of is, early on, there was a checklist for marketing for actors. In other words, those things that you can do right away to make sure you have all your tools ready to go when you start applying for and or looking for work. So that's an episode I really recommend that you check out. Oh, yeah. Here is another podcast that I would love to get some feedback on, only because I'm not sure everybody tuned into it. I'm seeing some numbers, and there are a lot of people who did, but it's called Music Method Manipulation. And I played in this particular podcast, if you haven't heard it, please go back and check it out, because I think you'll find it so much fun. I recently did this exercise at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Hi, guys. How are you doing? We had such a great time. I spent 4 or 5 days at UMKC in Kansas City with the MFA acting degree program. And we did a similar exercise for voiceover work. And that is, while listening to a specific piece of music, how do you alter your performance to match that music? And how it really made dramatic changes in your interpretation based on the emotional value that the music was giving you. So that episode was called Music Method Manipulation. I would encourage you to tune into that and play with that episode, because you can take copy, or you can take a script, or whatever it is that you want to work on, and see how it fits with the music. And I even provide some samples there. So I think that was, for me, that was really so much fun, and really opened up a lot of eyes to how to make some really clear choices for yourself in your acting work by letting music be the primary influencer of your work. Check that out, Music Method Manipulation. Now, if you've been a regular listener to Casting Actors Cast, then you'll know that the theme song, he's a British musician who comes up with all kinds of pieces of music and really interesting sound, that I just fell in love with this particular sound. This particular song that you're hearing is the theme song for the podcast. And then I started at the very beginning wanting to have some kind of additional audio moment in the theme song. So for those of you who are regular listeners, you know that I do some kind of little blurb of me in a classroom taking small quotes or small sound bites from classroom experiences that I've had. And some of them are funny and some of them may be a little bit strange, but I hope that some of them can sort of trigger a reference to what the podcast is going to be about. And that's been really fun for me as well. First of all, it's kind of a lot of work to go ahead and record an entire class and then extrapolate. Ooh, good word. And extrapolate from that teaching situation the piece of sound that I'm going to be using that matches the podcast. So that was that's quite a bit of work, I have to say. Then after about episode 7 or 8, after doing, now this is our 52nd podcast representing one a week, about 7 or 8 weeks into it, it was like, oh my gosh, this is way too much work and way too time consuming. So I kind of decided to fake it a little bit. And I don't know if you've noticed, but some of those me in the classroom moments are not really me in the classroom moments. I kind of choose to do the theatrical thing and make my voice sound like I'm standing in an auditorium with a bunch of people. So the first, I don't know, 5 or 6 are actual sound bites. And then the ones after that are me in my little home studio pretending that I am talking really out loud to a huge group of people. So sorry to raise the curtain on that, but it became really easier for me to approach what I was going to be talking about and put this little piece of sound at the beginning anyway. So I hope that that's okay. I hope that doesn't blow your mind a little bit. So now I've kind of blown the cover. It's like a magician revealing how the trick was done. You can even suggest maybe some other ideas for the opening and the closings of the show. I also have to put a shout out to the announcer, Matt DiSarno. He was a student of mine at Brookdale College, and that was about a year ago that I asked him if he wouldn't mind putting something together, and I sent him a small little script, and he sent me all kinds of choices because he has a home studio, and I really liked him a lot, liked his work a lot. He was a lot of fun to work with, so I'm happy to give him a shout out as well. So that's kind of the story about how Casting Actors Cast came to be, some of my favorite podcasts. And if you have some questions, if you have some problems, if you have some issues that I might be able to address, again, please, please, please just go to castingactorscast.com. You can fill out a form. That's how you get a hold of me. You can look at those past episodes that I mentioned in this podcast and many, many others. Like I said, this is number 52. That would be really cool, I think, for you to go back and reminisce with me. But I also need your help. I need your help because I would love to continue doing these podcasts. And the only way I get excited and stimulated to do more of them is to A, answer your questions. B, letting me know that you're out there makes a huge difference in the work. It makes a huge difference and motivates me like unbelievably. So I love, love, love doing these. And I will continue to do them as long as there are folks like you that are out there. So I hope that this has kind of been fun, reminiscing just a little bit on the anniversary episode of Casting Actors Cast. If you want to get a hold of me, all you have to do is go to castingactorscast.com and then fill out the comments form right on that very first page. Doesn't take any work at all. By the way, any personal information that you leave on that form is just kept with me. That doesn't go anywhere. I don't do anything with it. It just helps me know that you're out there. Well, I hope that this has been fun. It's been so much fun for me to talk about this stuff. And I really mean it. Even those people around the world, Australia, Germany, Sweden, Great Britain, China, thank you so much. And I really, really appreciate you listening. Tune in to next week to Casting Actors Cast every Thursday at 1 o'clock. Wow. Time flies. Thank you so much. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.